Invited by Charles-Ange Guinizzi, the president of the Alpes Maritimes Department, for a conference in Nice at the end of June 2023, Franco-Lebanese author Caroline Torbay sparked a wave of public enthusiasm during her visit, which was meticulously orchestrated by Mon Liban d'Azur. Over the course of 2 days, she engaged with a captivated audience, presenting her books and delivering a compelling discourse entitled The Place of Women in Lebanese Civil Society. The insightful event unfolded in the grandeur of the Palace of the Sardinian Kings, nestled behind the bustling Cour Salia. Caroline Torbay, recipient of the 2018 Trophy for French Abroad for her trilogy, Draw Me a Proverb, and winner of the 2020 George Sand Short Story Competition for her piece, Refuge, recently visited elementary school students in the town of St. Paul de Vence. Welcomed at the Media Library by Mayor Jean-Pierre Camilla, the young author introduced her illustrated bilingual utopia, If I Had a Cedar, published in 2022 and selected by the Jan Mahalski Foundation. The objective was to introduce the children to the beauty of Lebanon, a country nestled on the other side of the Mediterranean, and to share the ideals, dreams, and desires of its young inhabitants. Upon the conclusion of this enchanting encounter, she signed her book, affirming, "The messages inspired by youth carry universal weight. I underscore the importance of patriotism, the sense of belonging, and the pride of being Lebanese. The protagonist is androgynous so that all young readers can identify with the character and to promote gender equality. They cultivate a unique relationship with a cedar tree. The symbolism of the cedar, reflecting grandeur, power, and incorruptibility, resonates with the aspirations of Lebanese youth. This is the image the young generation desires to have of their homeland." The following afternoon, the author graced the Messina bookstore for the signing of her book, Splinter of a Life, a romanticized life testimony about the Beirut port blast, published in 2021. It's an uplifting tale of a young woman who survives the tragedy and discovers a spark of life amidst shards of glass. The audience, diverse in origin and hailing from Nice, Madagascar, Belgium, Canada, and Morocco, was eager to get acquainted with the young author residing in Lebanon. It was deeply enriching and delightful to observe the extent of interest in foreign literature and especially in the Lebanese cause. Each individual who purchased my book had some connection, one way or another, to Lebanon and Beirut in particular, she shared. I would like to mention that my book, Splinter of a Life, and my series on Lebanese proverbs, Draw Me a Proverb, Children's Literature, are now available at the Messina Bookstore. At the Palace of the Sardinian Kings, Torbay delivered a vivid, contemporary, and visual lecture entitled The Role of Women in Lebanese Civil Society. In her introduction, she highlighted the prevalent patriarchal culture of Lebanon, saying, "It's dominant in our country. There is a fundamental issue at stake," before displaying images and discussing Lebanese women who have left their mark on the country's history by, as she explained, advancing in political areas, like Zalfa Shamoun, who secured women's right to vote in 1952 for women with secondary school diplomas, and for all women in 1957. There were also social figures like Laure Magazel, responsible for amending over 10 laws favoring women, and cultural icons like May Zayadeh, whose personal story particularly moves me, especially her tragic end. She was a pioneering figure of Eastern and Lebanese feminism. She subsequently addressed the status of Lebanese women in 2023, who, on the surface, seem free and equal to men but in reality, live in a patriarchal and chauvinistic society. The paradox, she said, is that a Lebanese woman can be financially independent and occupy a bank director's position but cannot open a bank account for her children without her husband's permission. She also cannot pass on Lebanese nationality to her husband and children. However, she noted, there are influential and benevolent women whom she dubs drivers of change and who, she adds, through social media, manage to raise awareness and inform women in remote areas or conservative villages about taboo topics like sexuality, legal advancements, politics, medicine. Finally, she discussed the role of women in her works, particularly in her book, Splinter of a Life, in which the characters are often heroines. The author draws inspiration from women she has known or encountered to write her stories. Women were more involved than men during the October 17, 2019 revolution, she claimed. The young author, after reading an excerpt from her book depicting the Beirut port blast, expressed her love for Lebanon and also for France, which she confided, is my second home since my mother is French and, moreover, a native of Aix-en-Provence. I insist that I am here giving a lecture on behalf of my homeland, Lebanon, in my second country, which is France, two countries that I equally cherish and that both have a special place in my heart. Following a storm of applause and a public discussion, a cocktail reception was held in the palace halls, with wine provided by Chateau Heritage. It was an opportunity for the young author to meet remarkable people, she said. There will be further engagements in the near future in the PACA region. I would like to extend my gratitude to Geraldine Gostine and her team, without whom this stay would not have been possible. The objective is to showcase the beauty of my homeland, Lebanon, its inhabitants, and the hope that has not entirely left the younger generation. Inspirational and talented, Caroline Torbay demonstrates that despite the adversities that Lebanon faces, it is still possible to achieve one's dreams. I am preparing a short film which will be an adaptation of my stories about childhood and war. I am also writing 7 new stories about women's experiences. Moreover, there is a theater project underway with Josiane Boulis, which will be an adaptation of one of my works.